big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Ciao, Penguin Radio listeners. This is DJ Amore. I'll be here on Wednesdays live from 5 to 6 p.m. with my show, The Travel Diaries. Each week, I'll tell you stories of my experience traveling and studying abroad, as well as some tips and fun facts. Last week on my show, I discussed my trip through Italy to Verona and Bergamo in the Italian Alps. Those were such good times and was a good few first trips for me around Italy. Shout out to my Buonarroti squad for going with me to Verona and Bergamo. Buonarroti was the name of the building my friends and I stayed in while in Milan. I miss you all a ton, and thank you so much for listening if you are. Those were some great memories you all made with me, and I really appreciate them. I also want to talk about how transportation works around Italy, and how my crazy bus ride story getting to the city of Bergamo in the Italian Alps happened. That's what I mentioned last week. It really was a crazy ride. I was afraid for my life. If you missed my last two shows and would like to listen, check out my radio page on radio.dominican.edu. You'll be able to find my past shows there, as well as other shows as like other DJs have done on Penguin Radio. And there's a bunch. They're all amazing. So when you have a chance, check them out on the podcast or live like you are now. For today's show, I am going to be talking about my spring break trip last semester. This was my biggest trip I planned while abroad in Milan, so I will be cutting the talk about how that went today. So, and today is part one of that trip, and then next week I will do my part two, because it was a pretty long trip, and it will take, you know, two shows to talk about. This trip was about 12 days long, and one of my most memorable experiences abroad. I had such an amazing time. Planning that trip took a while, and I really appreciated doing that with my friends, and that they included me, my friends I lived with in Buonarroti. Since it was 12 days long, I really had to have my itinerary ready. Like, I had to plan it, and that was a really big deal. So planning that took a lot of strategy and making sure I had people to go with me and that we had our flights all booked and that we had our hotels and hostels we were staying at booked and that we had transportation, like, when we got to those places and then, you know, obviously what we wanted to do when we got there. So just to start, my first destination was to Barcelona, Spain. I was there for my first 4 days of my spring break. After that, the plan for my travel buddies and I was to go to Nice, France. And let me tell you, that is a story in itself. So with Nice, I'll talk about it a little more later on, how that went. But I was so excited to go to Barcelona and go to Nice for my first few days of my spring break. And with Nice, I ended up not getting to go. It was such a letdown. I mean, I shouldn't be complaining about it because I had so many amazing experiences while I was abroad. But I was so looking forward to going to Nice. That was going to be my first time in France. And unfortunately, it did not occur. There were some complications with my travel plans, which again, I'll get back to you a little later. And, you know, I want to talk about it because when it comes to travel plans, itinerary is like key. You really want to make sure you have an itinerary. That's a really good tip I want to give to people out there who are thinking about traveling somewhere. That's like the majority of my show. I want to tell you about my experiences abroad and how much fun I had and how amazing it was, and then recommend you out there go do it. Go abroad. Go travel somewhere. You will hear me say this constantly throughout all of my shows. It is a must do. It literally changed my life. I was honestly, I'm just a different person now after doing that. And back to the itinerary thing, you really need to have those in your planning trips like this because it helps a ton, so much. Like, you want to have that stuff planned out at the same time, it doesn't always happen the way you plan it. In my case with my niece trip, it didn't happen the way I planned it, and it was a hectic time. But before I get to that, I'm going to jump right into Barcelona. Barcelona was amazing. I probably will say the word amazing a bunch of times also. I really can't think of any other vocabulary to sum up my time. And with Barcelona, I was looking forward to that one the most because I had spent about, I think, at least my first month and a half just in Milan. I feel like maybe at the time I was too nervous to go travel anywhere else in Italy because I was like, I just got to Italy. Like, I'm in Italy. I need to focus on my surroundings here and get to the gist of Milan and my school and, like, know what I'm going to do after I go somewhere else. So leading up to Barcelona, I had really, really planned for that, and it was somewhere I had always wanted to go, and I heard some friends of mine in my hallway talking about going, and I jumped right on that. I, you know, was like, hey guys, I really want to go to Barcelona. Nobody else I know that I've met here also wants to go. A lot of them have already been. Other friends I had made at classes at Catholica, you know, they'd already traveled before, and it was my first time ever leaving the country, so obviously, I really wanted to go to Spain. Like, I've heard so many great things about Barcelona and Madrid, and I couldn't go to both places, and I picked Barcelona just because of its appeal and how I've seen pictures before on the internet and how beautiful it was. Like, honestly, like, the way if you have Tumblr, how Tumblr photos look on people's blogs. So I was super excited about that. And for that trip, I found some friends in my hallway who were going. That was the first place they were going to go to for their spring break, and I grabbed on. I was like, let me go with you. But before I tell you some more stories about that, I'm gonna be right back after this short music break. I'm DJ Amore telling you to get up and go explore, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Thank you.
there, penguins. You're listening to the Travel Diaries. That was So Into You by Tamia, for those of you listeners who enjoyed that song. Just throwing it back a little bit to the early 90s. She was really popular back then, did some songs with Fabulous, if you know who that is. I just thought maybe I'd let y'all know what songs I play, just in case you did want to know. I feel like I would, so there you go. I'm DJ Amore, and this is Penguin Radio. Before the break, I was talking about my spring break trip last semester while I was abroad in Milan, Italy. For the start of my spring break trip, I traveled to Barcelona, Spain. I was so excited. I know I mentioned that before, but for those of you who are just tuning in, let me repeat myself. I was so excited. Spring break was a big deal. It is a big deal all over the States. Back home in the States, everyone here knows spring break is the time you let loose. You're almost halfway done with the school year. Go out with your friends, go party. Or, you know, for me, all the years before my junior year, I would usually, you know, stay home, maybe go back home where I live or stay in the Bay Area at school, you know, just take a little break. Not so much my, you know, planning a trip to go somewhere else. And I took full advantage of that this time around because I was in Europe. Like, I wanted to make it a memorable break. And I had almost 2 weeks off, something I've never had before, because usually in California school systems, you only get a week off, which I'm sure a lot of California students have petitioned to try and change over the years. But alas, it is still only a week long. Whereas in Italy, I had 12 days, mostly because I took some days off of class the week before. Probably not the best idea, but I think it was okay. I managed to pass my classes last semester, so I think I was in the clear. But anyway, so spring break is a really big deal around here, and it kind of was out there too, so I planned this trip down to the T. I had everything picked out. I had the people I was going with who had lived in my building. It was like six of us. I had the flights I was going to take, you know, from Milan to Barcelona, from Barcelona to Nice, from Nice to Naples was my next destination. My third destination was Naples, Italy. So I was going to jump, you know, from Italy, Milan to Spain and Barcelona, and then to France, Nice, back to Italy, Naples, and go to Pompeii. Fourth destination was Pompeii, which is in Naples. So it all worked out. And then my last destination was going to be in Rome, because spring break is also very well known for being Easter time. Spring break is also known as the time to celebrate Easter. If you're Catholic, you know, religious Christian too, just, you know, Christianity, Catholicism in general is what Easter celebrated for. I'll give you all a little history lesson. The rising of Jesus Christ after being killed on the cross. He rose 3 days later, and that's why Easter is celebrated. And I, you know, had always wanted to go to Rome for Easter. So I'm not going to get into that right now. That's for my show next week. But I just wanted to give you a quick summary of my spring break. That was what I planned. I had flights to and from everywhere, public transportation planned out, everything, you know, places I wanted to go, tickets I had bought to go see things, everything booked. So Barcelona was the first place I went to with my friends. And I ended up going alone to Barcelona. This was my first really big trip outside of Italy after being in Italy, after getting there and doing my study abroad, starting it out. This was like the second month at the end of my being there. And I had to go by myself. I had to get on a flight by myself to Barcelona from Milan. And it was early in the day, so it was okay. It wasn't like a nighttime or anything. And I did this because, you know, I wanted to strategize my plans and stuff. And my friends I was meeting that I was going with, they had bought tickets before me. I hadn't really kept up with them on, like, what their plans were. So they had bought their flights to Barcelona before me previously. And then I found out the flight they had purchased was already sold out, so I had to get one before that. And they all were going together, so I kind of got left out a little bit, but it's okay. It all worked out, and I, you know, sucked it up and was like, you're going to do it. You're going to go to Barcelona by yourself. It's not going to be any big problem. You know, I was like, they speak Spanish there. I know some Spanish. It'll be okay. I'll figure it out. Well, got on my plane from Milan to Spain, and that worked out all well. It was you know, kind of nerve-wracking getting on the train, the metro, going to my flight from Milan to Barcelona. But once I got that out of the way and got all settled and whatnot, and I, again, with the packing thing, I wanted to bring that up. If you've been listening to my shows, packing is a huge deal. So I only had one carry-on bag and a purse for 12 days. Let me tell you, it was difficult packing for just 12 days. I mean, that's a lot of time. And I had a small suitcase because there's like measurements. You have to make sure when you're going on these small flights, like I mentioned before my other shows, EasyJet and Ryanair, they have like requirements for measuring size for your packages, like for your carry-on bags. So I had to make sure, it was like 52 inches by 32 inches by 14 centimeters. I forget exactly. One of those is width, length, and height. But I actually had a measuring tape with me in my purse because I had been stopped previously before that my carry-on bag was too big and I had to check it and pay for it. So at this point, I just decided that I wasn't going to do that anymore. And I was going to start measuring my bag and making sure that it wasn't going to be an issue and it was going to fit and I was not going to pay the extra charge because no one likes doing that. Don't like doing that. Anyway, so once I got on my flight, I flew to Barcelona. Everything's good. I get to the airport. I have no idea what to do. I literally sat in the airport for an hour and a half trying to calm down because I was freaking out just a little bit. I was thinking before when I got on my flight, it's going to be no big deal. I'll just get a taxi or a bus or something. The plan was to get a bus, but then I couldn't figure out the bus schedule when I got there because I, was overestimating my Spanish speaking skills. I'm really not that good of a Spanish speaker. I took 4 years of Spanish in high school, and it really doesn't help. It didn't help me at all. I understand Spanish very well. Someone could, strike up a conversation with me in Spanish and I'll probably know what they're telling me. I'm just not good at the responding back in Spanish part, the actually talking to them in Spanish. So that was an issue and I decided to scratch that, no bus, even though it would have been cheaper and I recommend that to anybody listening. You definitely want to do it cheaper. It helps you if you have a budget and saving your money and, saving money and using it wisely. But in this situation, I was a little bit of in a panic, so I decided to get a taxi. Well, getting a taxi was just as hard as finding a bus to get to my hostel. Finding a bus, finding a taxi, still pretty difficult. Now, don't get me wrong. There were taxis outside of the airport in Barcelona. There's always taxis everywhere you go. There's an airport, there's a taxi. The issue, again, was the language barrier. And, again, I chose to go somewhere that would be an issue because I wanted to challenge myself. And I don't regret doing that. It was, interesting. But the taxi driver who took me from the airport to my hostel talked in Spanish the whole time. Now, I do understand Spanish, so I was kind of understanding what he was saying, but then I realized I was thinking, his Spanish is so different. Like, I don't really know this Spanish. I know some things he's saying. I can assume he's saying some things I might know. But then I realized, where Barcelona was that I was in is, I think it's called, the language of Spanish is called Catalan. It's like a different dialect of Spanish. I'll say that again. Catalan, I believe, is what it's called. I didn't know that until I got to the hostel and the guy at the front desk was telling me about it because I let him know how crazy it was for me to get to the hostel. And yeah, they speak a different dialect in Barcelona. And it's only in certain places too. It isn't like all over Spain and it isn't just in Barcelona. But that was when I realized his Spanish, I kind of understood what he was saying, but not completely because it was a different dialect than the Spanish I was taught when I was taking it in high school. Apparently that Spanish they teach you in high school is more proper and no one talks that way in actual Spanish. So I kind of don't know why they even teach that in the first place, but that's a topic for later. It was just really interesting because I know so little Spanish, and I actually kind of kept the conversation going with him. He, was talking to me about how my flight was, and mind you, all of this is in Spanish. He was talking to me about how my flight was and that, it's such a nice day, and the road we were taking from the airport to the inner city of Barcelona where my hostel was, because my friends that booked the hostel wanted to be as close to the beach, the coast of Barcelona as possible, which I was like, okay, fine, whatever, that's cool, we can walk there, no big deal, but it was farther away from the airport, and strategizing travel plans, like I said before, I liked staying closer to the airports, like public transportation systems, just because it'd be easier for me to get to my hostel or my hotel, and then in the morning when I had an early flight, be there on time, not miss my flight, because I had that happen almost once or twice, where I almost nearly missed my flight and got lucky that it was late or that there was some other kind of technical problem that the flight was late and I didn't miss it, but it happened almost twice. So my tip for that is to just try and stay somewhere closer to where you want to be, where you're going to. But in this situation, we were staying in the actual city of Barcelona, so the taxi drive was about 45 minutes and there was traffic, so it cost me a pretty euro. It was kind of expensive, but totally worth it. And I had a great conversation with him, even though I didn't know everything he was saying. We talked about a cemetery, I'm pretty sure, driving by. We passed a cemetery, and it was actually a very pretty structure cemetery. And I mentioned saying that, and he got kind of upset. So then I stopped talking for a while because I didn't want to accept him, obviously. He's driving me somewhere. But it was kind of interesting. And then he just changed the subject to the beach because we drove past the beach and it was beautiful and all those people out there sunbathing. And then when we finally got into Barcelona, all these beautiful buildings and shopping and, you know, stores and cafes and restaurants, like, everywhere. And the hostel I stayed at, I'm drawing a blank on what it was called. I feel really bad because I had an amazing time there. That was my first time staying in a hostel. It was a bit strange for those of you wondering what a hostel is even, or if you ever think about staying in a hostel. If you have before, awesome. If you haven't, I recommend it. It's a lot cheaper than a hotel. Might be a little off-putting at first because you could be staying in a room potentially with a bunch of strangers, and, you know, sleeping with a bunch of strangers in the same room is kind of scary. I mean, in my opinion, I didn't really like the idea of that, but it's a thing, and it actually works out pretty well, and we made some great friends. I had been in the hostel by myself once I got there for a good, like, 7 hours. My friends didn't get to Barcelona, to the hostel, until 2 o'clock in the morning that day. It ended up being St. Patrick's Day, so we decided to go celebrate St. Patrick's Day once they got there, and I thought that was so funny because we were in Spain, but we were celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and I don't know, it's just something irony about it. We weren't, like, you know, we could have gone to Ireland. It was, you know, St. Patrick's Day weekend. Like, that weekend before spring break was when we all went to Barcelona, because we had those extra days off of school, and that's what we could have done, but we decided to go to Barcelona, which was awesome. And since I had this, like, 7 hours before my friends got there, I went to go explore once I got settled into my hostel. Luckily, I was the first person to get to my hostel, even though it was, like, a hostel for, like, 9 people. And there was only 6 of us, like, me and my 5 friends. So there was 4 other people in that room that we didn't know. And my other friends had traveled before and had stayed in hostels, so they were totally cool with it. I was the one that was a little unsure. But it ended up being fine. And again, I recommend anyone using a hostel instead of a hotel. Your preference, obviously. Hotels are nicer. They do cost a little more money, so that's why hostels are really popular in Europe, and especially in Spain. There are a ton in Spain. But for those 7 hours I was waiting for my friends, I walked around my area. Like I said in my last show, if you listened to those, it's always good to know your surrounding areas, where you're staying. So that's what I did. I walked around, like, a few blocks of my neighborhood. We were actually so close to the beach. I went to the beach. I walked to the beach. It was a good, like, 3.5 miles. But, you know, after being in Italy for so long, I had gotten used to a lot of walking. And let me tell you, Barcelona was a lot of walking. We were there for 4 days. We wanted to see everything we possibly could without having to pay a bunch of money to take taxis and buses. So we and, like, there's metro systems too. The metro underground are pretty cool, kind of sketchy, but honestly, they are pretty sketchy. The safest one I ever went on was the one in Italy. I felt way more comfortable with that one, maybe because I lived there longer, so I knew it better, the routes and whatnot. But it was the most straightforward, less confusing metro system I had been on while I was in Europe. Barcelona was one of the ones that was kind of confusing and I didn't like as much. But we definitely tried to avoid using them because of that reason and because of the cost, so we did a bunch of walking. But while I was waiting for them, I went for a walk to the beach. It was so much fun. There are a bunch of vendors selling stuff. I bought some cool souvenirs, like postcards and magnets, because you always want to do that for memory's sake. Took pictures and whatnot. And then, obviously, I was kind of tired, so I walked back to my room. I got dinner at the hostel. I paid, I think it was like €3 to have dinner with everybody. Met some awesome people from all over the world. Hostels are cool with that, too, because you meet all these different people who came from, like, you know, Asia, and there's one guy from Germany, and there was one guy from Montana who was there for, like, a lacrosse event. It was really strange. I never heard of people from the United States on, like, professional lacrosse teams going to Europe for other meets, but that's what he was doing, and he was a cool guy. And it was just a good time. I obviously wanted my friends to get there as soon as possible so I can go out and party with them, because it was St. Patrick's Day, and they eventually got there really early in the morning, and I had actually been asleep. It was so funny. I was asleep in my bed in the room at the hostel, and the front desk guy had gotten, like, pretty friendly with me. He knew I was waiting for my five other friends, so when they showed up, he came into my room for me because I didn't have a car keyed yet, and he was like, "Hey, Christine, your friends are here." I was like, "Thanks, I really appreciate that." And it was really funny because he wasn't even saying my name right. He was, like, kind of saying it in, like, a brilliant accent, and I really appreciated him doing that. And after my friends got there, it was a great time. We went out and celebrated St. Patrick's Day. I had my first pint of beer. So those of you who aren't of age yet out there, of age is 18 years old. So everybody out there was already going crazy. And it was really fun. I have tons of pictures from it. I honestly miss it so much. And Barcelona was just a magical place. It was the most fun I had in all of my trips around Europe. I went to this place. I want to talk about this the most because of how much fun I had. We spent the whole day there almost. It was called Parc Güell. And some info on Parc Güell is it's a public park system with gardens and art pieces throughout. And it is located on Caramel Hill in Barcelona. The design of the park was done by renowned architect and artist Antoine Gaudí. It was built between 1901 and 1914 and opened to the public in 1926. It was really beautiful. I have a picture on my Instagram. Anybody wants to check it out, it's on my Instagram. And, you know, if you want to know what that is, you can get it from me later. You know, hit me up, DJ Amore. And it was, like, there's a bunch of mosaic tiles and, like, all these different kinds of houses because the architect Gaudi lived there for a good amount of time before it was open to the public. And it was just a beautiful place. I'd always wanted to go. The just kind of style he had was really, like, mosaic, and he had all kinds of different mosaic tiles everywhere. It's very colorful, a lot of walking, really good sightseeing as well. It took us, like, 45 minutes to walk from our hostel to Parc Güell. We were recommended by the front desk guy to take a taxi, but, you know, us rebels wanting to save some money, we walked all the way from our hostel to Parc Güell, and it was uphill the whole way. Definitely one of the most tiring things I had done while I was abroad, but totally worth it. And then real quick, before I go on to my next travel song break, I want to talk about the amazing food. Oh my God, the food in Barcelona, so good. So there's three things I wanted to mention before anything else. The sangria there. I love sangria in general, but sangria in Spain was the best thing. Sangria is just wine and fruit and stuff like that, like mostly fruit and then different kinds of wines. Really like fruity and punchy. So good. Like I just couldn't stop drinking it. It was amazing. And then another thing that's really good to try out there to be more part of the Spanish culture is called paella. It's pretty much like a rice dish, and it could have different kinds of meats, but it's mostly kind of seafood stuff. Now, I'm not a really big fan of seafood, but I wanted to, you know, try this. I wanted to do something different, try the cuisine in Spain, because it's really talked about all the time. They have such good food there. And I had one that had just like the rice, the different kind of sauce, and it had squid, I think octopus legs, and chicken, and then maybe something else. I think some shrimp. But it was amazing. I was really unsure at first because I don't like seafood that much. Only like shrimp and salmon. That's about it. But this was amazing. My friend and I shared one of them because it was huge, and we ate the whole thing and felt no regret afterwards because of how delicious it was. And then one more thing I wanted to mention was tapas. Tapas is a huge cuisine thing in Spain. They're pretty much like little appetizers. They have pretty like anything on them, mostly with bread, but it could be other things too. And they'll have like different kinds of vegetables and meats and cheeses. And, you know, you can get them really cheap when they have their little happy hours at like restaurants and bars and whatnot. And we actually did a tapas tour while we were there, my friends and I, and went to like three different restaurants that were giving tapas for like 10 euro with a drink. And, oh my God, it was amazing. I had a great night that night. It was so full. Really felt enriched and part of the Spanish culture. So I just wanted to say, when you're in Spain, try tapas, try paella, and definitely get some sangria because it was the best. And I miss it so much, making me hungry right now. I'm going to play some travel tunes for you now, and we'll be right back. I'm DJ Amore, telling you to get up and go explore. And you're listening to Penguin Radio.
Soñábamos con un mundo perfecto. Ayer a nuestros labios les sobraban las palabras, porque en los ojos nos espiábamos el alma y la verdad no vacilaba en tu mirada. Ayer nos prometimos conquistar el mundo entero. Ayer tú me juraste que este amor sería eterno. Porque una vez equivocarse es suficiente para aprender lo que es amar sinceramente. ¿Qué hiciste hoy? universo. Mañana no veré tu nombre escrito entre mis versos. No escucharé palabras de arrepentimiento. Ignoraré sin pena tu remordimiento. Mañana olvidaré que ayer yo fui tu fiel amante. Mañana ni siquiera habrá razones para odiarte. Yo borraré todos tus sueños de mis sueños. Que el viento arrastre para siempre tus recuerdos. ¿Qué hiciste? Hoy destruiste con tu orgullo la esperanza.
And we're back on Penguin Radio. You're listening to the Travel Diaries. This is DJ Amore. And before the music break, I was talking about Barcelona. It was an amazing time. Like I said before, if you were listening before, it was a magical experience for me. I recommend anybody who's going to travel abroad, make Barcelona, Spain a number one priority. Go there, try the food, see the places. There's much more than just Parc Güell. But again, go there too. Go to the beach, go to some clubs, eat good food, enjoy yourself. It was an amazing time. Even learn some Spanish, you know? Recommend that too. I honestly had such a good time that I want to tell everybody, go to Barcelona. But to talk about Barcelona, I also want to talk about Nice, France, my destination two of my spring break. What was supposed to be my destination number two? I was so upset when that didn't happen, and let me tell you why. I mentioned this before, I'm getting back to it now. Nice didn't happen because of a thing called French airstrikes. That morning, we had been there for 4 days, my friends and I, it was the six of us. That morning, we heard on the news, there had been some airstrikes and some taxi and like bus public transportation strikes in France days before, but we didn't think it was going to, you know, bother us because we were not going to be there for another 4 or 5 days. Well, on the fourth day when we're about to leave to go to France, to go to Nice, our flight was canceled. It literally happened right when we got to the airport. We had been checking it all morning on our phones on the EasyJet app. It was canceled, and there was no other way to get there. We couldn't take a train or any other kind of thing because when France has airstrikes, they pretty much close down the entire country. Nothing can fly over it. We couldn't even take a flight, like, over France to get back to Italy because that's where we were going to go. After France, we were planning on going back to Italy to go to Naples and Pompeii. And when this happened, we had to, like, completely change our itinerary, change our schedule, and figure out how the heck we were going to get out of Spain and back to Italy because France was off the table, scratched off, wasn't going to happen. I was really upset because I'd never been to France before, and I wanted to go to Nice because I already had plans to go to Paris, which I will mention in a later show during this semester on this show. But I had already planned to go to Paris, but I wanted to go somewhere else in France. I wanted to see a different part of France, and Nice is right on the coast. It's been in a bunch of movies. It's a beautiful place to go just to relax and hang out, and it seemed like a great thing to do for spring break, but unfortunately, it didn't happen because of the French airstrikes. Real quickly, a French airstrike, it's not what you really think. It isn't like, you know, all the airlines went on strike. It wasn't the airline's fault. Unfortunately for us, that also means the airline was able to deduct our price of flight. We didn't get the whole entire price of the flight back. We should have. They should have refunded us the entire amount of money, but they didn't. And unfortunately, we had to figure out another way to get from Spain to Italy. My friends and I had such a hard time with this. We even named it. It was hashtag escaping España. It was that difficult. We were in the airport trying to figure out another way to get there for 6 hours. 6 hours. If we had waited any longer, we probably would have been stuck in Spain the rest of our spring break trip, which would have been awful because all of us had already booked our flights ahead of time, paid that money for those flights, booked hotels to other places we were going to. You know, I had a friend waiting for me when I was going to Rome because my plan for spring break was to split up halfway from my friends I was with in Barcelona and in Naples with. And after Naples, I was going to split up from them. They were going to go to the Amalfi Coast, and I was going to go to Rome. I'd never been to Rome before. All of them had. I really wanted to. So I was going to meet up with a friend. I actually goes to Dominican. She was abroad with me last semester. I was going to meet up with her. We were going to be in Rome for Easter weekend. But, you know, there was this chance that wasn't going to happen because of this whole airstrike thing. So I was just in a tizzy. I was freaking out. I had to get back to Italy. I had to escape Spain. And unfortunately for me, the only way out was taking a boat, a ferry ride, a ship, a cruise. And for those of you who do not know me, DJ Amore, I am deathly afraid of ships, and not just like boats. I don't mean like little tiny boats. I go fishing all the time with my grandpa and my brother. I love to go fishing on a lake or, you know, go on a little boat ride or like a ferry ride across the Bay Area, like from the ferry station to a Giants game. You know, I can do that. That's totally fine. But the open sea with nothing around us scares me to death. And my friends knew this. I had told them not even 2 days before this whole situation happened. And then they come to me in the airport after looking for another solution. And they say, well, the only way out of here is to get on a ferry. That's technically a cruise for people who had been paying to take a cruise through the Mediterranean Sea. But at the same time, they had realized they had empty seats and places to stay on this cruise. And the whole airstrike thing was happening. So they sold their tickets for cheaper prices. And they, you know, took us in pretty much. They felt bad. And we paid, I don't even know, I think it was like only €75 to get on this ship and go from the coast of Spain all the way to Naples. It took us straight to Naples, which is where we wanted to go. And unfortunately for me, I slowly but surely realized I had to get on this boat. I had to get on this ship because if I had stayed, I would have been stuck in Barcelona until there was a flight to get back to Italy. And by then, I could have messed up my entire already planned schedule. And with this whole ship thing, I got there the day I was supposed to get to Naples. The messed up part was that we had 2 days supposed to be in Nice. It took us those 2 days to figure out how to get back to Italy, and then the ship took almost a day and a half to get back to Italy. And that was the craziest part for me because, oh man, guys, let me tell you, it was hard. It was so hard for me. I was shaking the whole way. My friends are trying to calm me down, telling me there's no other way. I had to do it. They're proud of me, you know, trying to be encouraging. But at the same time, I'm literally shaking, freaking out. I was so concerned, and there's no reception because there's no Wi-Fi, so I couldn't even tell my parents, who were freaking out once I actually got in contact with them when I made it to Naples because they hadn't heard from me in 2 days. Sorry about that, Mom and Dad. I didn't mean to scare you, which you already know. But I just had to say, I don't know, you know, maybe some people out there aren't afraid of that kind of stuff, but I'm sure there's something you're all afraid of, at least one thing. This, for me, was the biggest fear. I will never go on a cruise. I don't want to go on a ship of any kind. I never thought I'd have to do it. I never thought I was going to do it. And then that happened, and I had to. And it was, and honestly, I can say it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Actually kind of cool now to say that I did it. But at the time, It was crazy scary. I was seasick. We had to sleep in the casino because they didn't have enough rooms left because it was a cruise for actual people on vacation. And we were just trying to catch a ride from Spain to Italy. So we slept on like these really uncomfortable couches in the casino. And all night long, they had people in the casino playing like blackjack and card games and, you know, Russian roulette, stuff like that. And there's a guy singing like karaoke up until 2 a.m. And my friends and I were just dying. We're like, we want to go to sleep. We're so tired. We've had the longest day ever. We're bummed we didn't get to go to France. But, you know, still happy we get to actually get to go to the rest of our spring break. But, man, I just had to share that because it was a crazy, crazy, crazy time. I was so nervous about the whole entire situation. And for me, overcoming that was a big deal. And I tell almost everybody I know because most people who are close to me know I'm really, really afraid of taking cruises and going on ships. So the fact that I did that is kind of crazy to me because I never thought I'd ever have to in my entire life. But at the ripe age of 22, I got on a cruise ship. And that is a story, let me tell you. So I'm going to take a short pause and get back to you with my next segment on the transportation around Spain. I'm DJ Amore, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned. Also, at 6 p.m. after my show, check out Cali Corner with DJ Sadaharu.
Oh,
You're back with DJ Amore on Penguin Radio. If you're just tuning in, we were talking about the commonly known city of dreams, Barcelona in España, and my time there from the beginning of my spring break trip. Before the break, I was also talking about how I was supposed to go to Nice as my second part of my spring break trip, but unfortunately that did not happen. We had some technical difficulties, and all my flights were canceled. So instead of going to Nice, I was on a cruise for almost two days, getting myself from Spain to Italy for my next part of my trip, which was going to Napoli, Italia. I will discuss that more on my next show, so tune in next week to hear the end of my spring break trip. And for now, I'm going to talk about transportation methods of Spain. I mentioned a few things, bits and pieces, during this past show, but I wanted to, give a part of my ending of the show just dedicated to transportation, which I'll try and do for every one of my shows at the end. So booking flights to and from Milan, so like from Milan to Barcelona, had to do that. Very important. Don't forget, leave your place you're staying to get to your destination. And also, I had to book the flights for everywhere, so I booked a flight from Milan to Barcelona, Barcelona to Nice, which didn't happen, Nice to Naples, which actually ended up not getting canceled, so I didn't get my money back for that one. That was crazy. And then from Naples to Rome, and then Rome back to Milan. And actually, with Rome back to Milan, I took a train, because it was actually not that far, obviously. No flights necessary. So booking a train is pretty much the same as booking a flight, just different companies. So for trains, I took Trenitalia. It was very useful. Anytime I took a train, I'd usually take Trenitalia. It was a really good way of getting all the way up and down Italy. But the thing I really want to talk about, mostly we did in Barcelona, my friends and I, was we rode bikes up and down the coast of Barcelona. It was something I didn't expect to do, but so much fun. We just rented some bikes from this like little shop on a alleyway in the middle of Barcelona, and we took the bikes out, the six of us, and rode the bikes around on the coast, up and down. There was vendors, and people were all like, really nice, and they shared the road. There was bikes, and they're like actually a really big thing in Europe, probably just because of how good they are public transportation. So it was a really good time. Nothing bad happened, and I honestly would recommend that if you're ever in Barcelona. It's a great place to ride bikes. There was designated roads for it, and the scenery is amazing. Just not getting to the beach was awesome, but the ride from the bike shop to the beach was also very pretty. All the different kinds of architecture and buildings. I had a great time with that. There's a picture of that also on my Instagram, my little Buonarroti squad. There are some of us missing. There's a lot of us in the Buonarroti squad, my friends back at home, back in Milan that I lived with. There's only four of us in that building that was on this trip particularly, but that was our little squad and our little bikes, and it was a good time. And transportation in Spain was pretty straightforward. Everything worked out pretty well. They have a really good train system there and metro system. Trains that will take you all around Spain. I was thinking about going to Madrid, but that didn't actually end up happening. But it's no big deal. I'll, on my bucket list to go next time. Definitely crossed off a lot of places on my bucket list. That was a really good upside about having a bucket list, because I had so many places I wanted to go to. Got to cross those off. Anyway, back to transportation. Spain has great transportation. The metro system was pretty similar to Milan. You have a little card. You buy the ticket per the ride you want to take. So one ticket one way, usually like €1.50 to take one train ride to wherever you got to go to. But it worked out pretty well. And I had a great time. Even though our plans didn't go accordingly, it was no big deal. We figured it out. And it ended up working out great. To hear more of my travel diaries, tune in at 5 every Wednesday. Next week, we'll be traveling back to Italy. This has been DJ Amore on Penguin Radio. Ciao.